Wayne Buggin Malone of Wisconsin Rapids says one of his singers was the nephew of 58-year-old Daryl Lusher, Lisa's grandfather and one of the first two victims. Malone adds his daughters enrolled with the Red Lake Band of Chippewa. Malone says Weiss's accusations that rap music sparked violence and indifference within his community has some merit.
A lot of it is gangster mentality, but what I do as an artist is try to promote my traditions and my culture. It's my way of communicating with young Indian people because I know a lot of young Indian people prefer rap music. And if I can better their lives or to even give them hope, then that's my job.
We were the first on the land that you see.
Malone himself is a reformed gang member who grew up with street violence and substance abuse. He says it's important that people don't judge all Native Americans by the sole act of an individual. Malone says his new project will reflect on the tragedy.
My respects and prayers go out to the families that he killed, and I think I'm going to dedicate this entire album to the people up in Red Lake, Minnesota, because my album is called Spirit World, and it's about going over to the other side.
Malone says he can't fully blame Weiss for the incident. He says the youth obviously suffered intense pain or trauma prior to Monday's violence. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.